This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. I'm joined today by Lisa Rock, the founder of National Medical Billing Services. Lisa's had a tremendous career and continues to preside over a tremendous growth company in the billing and collections area, revenue cycle area in healthcare. Lisa, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Scott. My name, of course, is Lisa Rock, and I'm president of National Medical Billing Services. We are a full rev cycle service offered to freestanding surgery centers across the country, and we've been in business for about 16 years, and that's about how long I've been running it.
Well, congratulations. I've watched the success. I've watched you grow. I'm going to talk to you about a whole variety of issues around business growth, around professional women's issues and leadership issues, how you stay motivated, and more. Let me start with your best advice for professional women and professionals in general trying to achieve career and professional success.
And it's a really good question. You have to establish short and long-term goals. So you have to know where you're going. And then you have to allow for storms. You have to be very flexible when you create your plan to understand that you're going to have curveballs along the way. And that should not be something that takes you out, and it very well could. And then drive really hard, and then look up, take a look at your successes and your damages. You make your adjustments, and then you go forward again. And sometimes those goals have to be adjusted as well, given the changes in the environment or your particular job or company or industry. And you have to be flexible enough to change and ride the tide.
Well, thank you. I mean, I love some of those thoughts. Short and long-term goals, have a plan, but be flexible and realize you're going to have to change. Drive hard, but then take the time to look up periodically and figure out what's working, what's not. I just love those thoughts. Mm-hmm. You've had great business success. You guys have seen great growth at NMBS. Mm-hmm. What's the single most important reason for your business growth?
I would say that our revenue cycle expertise is needed, not wanted. It's needed in the industry today. And when you have a product that people need and you work hard, then you'll be successful and you'll grow.
Thank you. And so that's another just a great thought. And it's so challenging. People are always trying to figure out in business, do people really need their service? You know, or is it sort of a luxury? Is it really needed mm-hmm. or not? And I think that's just a great thought. Any setbacks? Have you faced any setbacks, and how did you recover?
Yes. We have setbacks every day. You have Mother Nature setbacks, right? You have a brand new surgery center that's scheduled to open, and you're staffed for it, and all of a sudden it's taken out by a hurricane. And the opening's delayed. That's a Mother Nature setback, something that's beyond your control. You could have a large surgery center that drives in a big part of your revenue each month, and the largest group of surgeons in that surgery center leaves. And so as a supporting vendor of that surgery center, you're now left with a very serious situation in terms of staffing and revenue and projections. And so, yes, there are setbacks every day with people, with clients, with vendors, with like I said, Mother Nature. And a lot of these things are beyond your control.
I think the second part of your question is
how do you recover? Sorry.
Yes. Thank you. No, that's exactly right. How do you recover from those?
Well, I think, you know, mentioned when you have a plan, you have to allow for setbacks and understand that you're going to have them. And so as you're driving forward, understand that, you know, if you have a setback, maybe this large orthopedic group left the surgery center and your revenue is now going to drop substantially, then you have to have a plan for that. Is it to, you know, increase your sales efforts? Is it to increase your marketing efforts? You know, what do you do? It's that sort of plan that's in place before it happens, so that it's not an emergency. It's sort of something that's a planned accident.
Got it. And I think that's a great thought. Just also always sort of flexible or realizing you're going to have setbacks, so mentally, emotionally, financially, to kind of prepare for them.
Yes.
I've watched you preside with your partner and your team over just tremendous growth, very focused growth. You've really stuck to revenue cycle and specific, you know, areas, verticals within healthcare. And you've now been doing it for 16 plus years. How do you keep yourself motivated day in, day out, year in, year out?
You know, it's pretty easy in this space because it changes every 10 minutes. And so it's very difficult to get complacent in the surgery center arena because if you're not paying attention, it'll pass you up very quickly. And so I'm very lucky that I love what I do and I'm very passionate about it and it's so dynamic. So I feel like I'm very lucky and it's easy for me to stay motivated. And I truly love to motivate others around me as well with that same passion for what we do.
So you have, to the motivation, it doesn't require you to do a lot of soul searching every day or every year. Doesn't require a lot of caffeine. You're able to find interest and engagement just from what you do, from the leadership you take on, from the people you work with. Is that a fair statement?
It's most of it. I mean, I do have a personal life outside of work. It's hard for many people to believe because I eat, breathe, and sleep this company, and I have for a long time. But, you know, I think being a well-rounded individual, too, having outside interests, whether it's collecting antiques or a particular sport, I think it's important to shut your brain down every now and then and get it refreshed and come back with that same hunger that you had yesterday. And that's something that I like to let young managers know. They get in and they start burning the candle at both ends. And while that looks really good, I much rather have someone who rests their brain and comes back and stays hungry. I want them to work like they're trying to feed themselves. And the only way you're going to get that is through proper rest and turning your brain off every now and then.
Lisa, the biggest challenge you face currently, what's the biggest challenge you face?
I think how to manage social media. I think we do a good job with it, but I think we could do a better job with it. And we're constantly trying to figure that out. I think really for businesses today to succeed, they have to master social media and in all parts of it, not just certain parts of it. And also the young surgeons that are coming into practice today, they look at things very differently on social media than we did 10 years ago. So I think staying on top of all of those changes and how to market and communicate and work in that sort of online environment is, I think, our biggest challenge.
And let me ask you a question about that. You've got this great niche reputation in billing and collections. You're sort of the leading company in billing and collections, revenue cycle for surgery centers, for some types of practice areas. Does business come from social media, and is it really that important? Or does business come from direct referrals? How has business developed, and why is social media so important, other than sort of like the fun of it, the engagement of it? Is it really important to business development today?
I absolutely think it is because I've recruited top people from LinkedIn. I know Nodder has brought in some companies that offer very specific products from LinkedIn, and they've won the deal. And so the companies that were not working LinkedIn properly missed out on that opportunity, or we would have missed out on an opportunity to hire someone great and use social media for the good that it's intended to be for. And that goes for all of the other forms of social media. I think you really have to stay in the know, right? If I don't know what's going on by reading intel in the industry, which you would only get right, from your online newsletters and from LinkedIn, then I am going to be missing a critical piece of information that would go into a business decision.
Got it. Thank you. So interesting. So much part of it is not necessarily directly you getting customers from it, though that's important too, but a lot of it's attaching to great people there, great hires, great staff, great connections. So it's not just direct customers, but it's all the other pieces of business that you find so important through social media. Really interesting, Lisa.
Yes.
Another question. If NMBS, National Medical Billing, has a great year this year, what will that look like? What does success look like this year?
It's interesting. I think it's different this year than it ever has been. I think success this year is to help surgeons and business people move complex cases from an inpatient setting or HOPD to a lower cost setting in the surgery center arena. And of course, we understand how to manage the revenue cycle for those big cases. And so I think success for us would be to see that actually happen. And we're beginning to see it in total joints and in cardiology cases and in spine cases. So I think that would be a great success for us to see a lot of that business move.
Thank you. About almost 8-9 years ago, you took in an outside partner in the business, in not her Sammy, and you guys share leadership of the company to a great extent. What have you learned from taking in an outside partner?
You know, it's interesting, Scott. What I learned first is what I didn't know and why I needed a partner. So when I built the business up, I reached a point, I think I was in business maybe 7 or 8 years, and I recognized my own limitations to take the business to the next level. And so I went shopping, something that I'm pretty good at, and looked for a good, solid business partner that had all of those pieces that I didn't have. And I was lucky enough to meet Nader, and he bought the majority of our company 9 years ago, and I didn't know what that was going to mean for me or our company or our future. But I did my homework, but you never know until you get into business with someone and start working with them what kind of relationship you're going to have. And I think we've had a really good one, and we complement one another with our strengths and weaknesses. Let's say more so strengths than weaknesses, but I think we complement one another, and we've learned to work together very well over the last 9 years.
What's been the best thing about having a business partner involved in your business with you? And I know he's not just a business partner, he's not just an investor, he's actually sort of day-to-day with you in the company. You're really hand-in-hand together. What's been the best part of having an outside partner?
Well, having him as an outside partner, I think having his experience on Wall Street in New York has just been invaluable. I mean, he looked at our month-end reports, all the financials that we're doing for our clients, and looking at it from the financial industry's point of view, not the healthcare industry's point of view. And I can't tell you how enlightening that was for me and for my senior leadership. And so that is how we look at the business of healthcare that we manage, and we share that knowledge with our clients. And so for that reason alone, he's been amazing. But he gets involved with everything, and so we are decision by committee, and that business model has proven to be very successful for us.
Well, congratulations on it. Does listening to him talk about Notre Dame sports, Notre Dame athletics, ever get old?
Yep. It is.
We'll
and
leave
I,
it
you
at
know
that.
What happens? I quietly walk away. He doesn't even notice I'm gone.
There you go. We'll move on to the next question.
Okay.
The most important thing in being a great billing firm, what's the single most important thing to you folks being a great revenue cycle firm?
for any billing company, whether it's in-house or outsourced, hospital, ASC, or doctor's office, for what we do, integrity ranks as number one. Because you are in a position to adjust numbers and whether it's, you know, write-offs or codes or payments or collections, whatever it is, you have to operate with the utmost integrity every day. And so do all of your employees. And I mean, you're taking patient credit cards. I mean, and there are so many places that you can touch this process and not do the right thing. And so you want to make sure your rev cycle operation is audited once a year from an outside firm. I don't care who you're using, internally or externally. And because business owners in healthcare or top level managers do not have the know-how or the time to go in and look at it themselves. So I think, you know, keep people honest and keep that audit train going. And I would say for a business that manages the finances, I would say integrity is the number one most important trait you would need.
So Lisa, I want to thank you for joining us. Your thoughts on integrity ring true so much with me. It's what I've seen from your company is you guys dig carefully into every issue you deal with. You try always to do the right thing. You're very cautious in doing the right thing. And so this thought on integrity sort of really resonates from what I've seen of your company over the last decade plus. I want to thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to visit with you. And thank you again, Lisa, so much.
Thank you so much, Scott.